Sarcastic Voyage has embarked on a modest undertaking to chronicle the entirety of human history in sketch form. Join us as we uncover the mysteries of the past in our ongoing feature, which we call History. It's not as good as it used to be. In 1589, Peter Strump, a citizen of Cologne in what was then known as the Holy Roman Empire, was put on trial. Among the charges leveled against him were incest, cannibalism, serial murder, and lycanthropy. History would remember Strump as the Werewolf of Bedburg.
I hereby call this trial to order. Peter Stump, step forward. Mr. Stump, step forward.
Vasas, that's you.
Ow! All right. With respect, Your Honor, my name is not Stump. They just started calling me that after they cut off my hand. Stump! Because I don't have a hand, I get it. Oh, that's very good.
Sir, you are aware of the charges brought against you.
Yeah, I was listening to the opening narration.
You're awfully cavalier for someone in your position. The body count for which you are being held responsible is positively abhorrent. Children, pregnant women, sheep. Really? That's where you people decide to gasp? What do you have to say for yourself, sir?
I think it's time to tell them, Father.
Why, tell them what, my dear daughter?
Tighten the rack.
Ow. Okay. All right, fine. It was a lovely spring day in 1564, and I was tending to my prize-winning cabbage fields. Working on a sex farm, trying to raise some hard love. Getting out my pitchfork, poking your head.
Peter Stump!
Stump!
Don't you tell me to stump!
Oh, sorry, Satan. What is Satan, is right?
I am known by many names.
Oh, so am I, apparently.
Silence! I have brought for you this magic belt, which will transform you into a greedy, devouring creature. Strong and mighty, with eyes great and large, which in the night sparkle like fire. A mouth great and wide, with most sharp and cruel teeth. A huge body and mighty paws.
So you've invented professional wrestling?
Do you want the belt or not?
Doesn't even match my shoes, honey.
Seriously? What is this, the Dark Ages?
Well, actually...
Enough! You will take the belt. You will terrorize the countryside, showing fear, mistrust, and chaos in the population of Bedburg.
But I'm already a wealthy landowner. Political humor.
Oh, God, you... You're just the worst, you know that? I'm out of here, and I've got John Calvin's soul to claim.
Oh, don't go! It will be night soon. Don't you want to dance in the pale moonlight with me? And that's how it all happened. Scout's honor. I'd make a Boy Scout salute here, but I'm a bit tied up at the moment. This is usually where they'd laugh.
As a good Catholic, I was raised to despise evil, to reject Lucifer and all of his foul temptations. And yet, somehow, you've managed to make me feel sympathy for the devil.
Hoo-hoo! Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
I've heard enough. I hereby order you to be put to death.
What, All because I'm a werewolf.
A what now?
No, not a what now, a werewolf.
You shall be tied to a wagon wheel for red hot pinchers. Strip the flesh from your body. You will then have your limbs smashed with an iron cudgel. And finally, you will be beheaded.
Well, that all sounds fair. Firm, but fair.
You know what? Kill his doctor, too.
What did I do?
Oh, nothing. I just can't kill him twice, so...
To hell with all of you!
It appears that his daughter was the werewolf all along. Should we go after her?
I'd go before her, but after her? That was a stunning performance. Not sure how you could possibly go after that.
Nah, let's just kill him, like I said.